Dziś w Enklawie po raz pierwszy wywiad. Wywiad z komiksiarzem z Danii, który narobił już dużo komiksów i sprzedaje je i pracuje też dla amerykańskiego wydawnictwa teraz i prowadzi w sieci taki kurs 10-odcinkowy Szkoła Robienia Komiksów. Comics for Beginners. Dla początkujących. Także trochę podobnie, ale bardziej się skupia na tym, jak tworzyć komiksy, jak robić historie fajne, jak je rysować, jak je pisać. Scenariusze są też dla niego ważne. No więc polecam tą szkołę, ale na początek to polecam posłuchać, co ma Pal Schmidt do powiedzenia.
I've published one book in the US called The Devil's Concubine, which is also available on Comixology, so people can pick it up there. I've published a few comic books here in Denmark, some YA novels. Role-playing game. It's done so much stuff.
Szkoła rodzenia.
And I think if you really want to make an impression on people, I think what you'll probably be better off asking them about what they're doing, because people love to talk about themselves, as I'm a great example of. So ask them. I mean, just ask them fake interest in what they're doing and talk, listen to what they have to say, and then half an hour into the conversation they might ask, so what do you do? And it doesn't even matter what you say, because they'll just love you because you listen to them for half an hour and asked elaborating questions.
That's
stuff like
a good
that.
Practical tip. Do your parents, for example, say this is the best kind of job you can have?
Absolutely not. No. I would say my parents did what most parents do: worry a lot about whether I could feed myself and have a roof over my head. So they encouraged me to educate myself. So I
yeah, be a banker.
So I pretended. I'm really bad at math. So I think a banker is probably out of the picture. But they encouraged me to study. So I studied at the university. I was there for a couple of years. But I was always doing my own stuff at the same time. So I was kind of halfway a student. I was a really bad student, I would say. But I live in a very privileged corner of the world where we are actually funded by the state if we study. So we get a little bit of money from the state if we choose to educate ourselves, because the state acknowledges that we need doctors and lawyers.
Does it make
stuff.
People lazy?
Probably, yeah, probably. He's been sort of my mentor ever since. And I went to his studio here in Copenhagen and visited, and that was the first time that I saw anybody making a living from drawing. So that really just blew my mind that it was possible to make a living as a freelance artist. I think France, Belgium, they still have a big market for comics there. They don't seem to be very open to people from outside of that industry. I mean, certainly my experience going to conventions in France is that whenever I've tried to give a publisher a copy of my book, they're like, no, because they're just flooded with stuff. They have so much stuff. I think the U.S. industry is a little bit more accessible. They tend to be more open. They still might not return your emails, but at least they'll feign interest if you meet them at a convention. Say, yeah, this looks great, man. Yeah, sure, I'll take a copy.
Okay.
And then maybe they'll toss it in the trash when you leave. I don't know. But
probably,
it seems a more friendly place. And also, I speak the language, so...
Yeah, where did you learn English? This is amazing. I mean, you speak fluently, so where did you learn it?
I guess I have an ear for it. I've watched movies, obviously. Do you dub your movies in Poland?
That's even worse. We have this guy speaking out loud on the
collector.
Yeah, there's one guy and he's just reading subtitles for you in case you can't read. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's really annoying for me. So there is no way for a Polish person to learn English watching movies because of this guy who's reading all the lines.
The one guy. Take him out and you'll all be fine. Do I draw manga? No, I don't think so. But
wow, good.
But it's a weird thing because sometimes the for me it's all comics and we would get internships at the old studio I was at. You know, in the last few years of school here in Denmark, you get a week where you go and visit a place of business and try to as sort of a way of testing out the waters of being an adult. So we would get these 14-year-old girls come in, or 14-year-old kids, and they would want to work on their comics. And when you asked them what kind of comics they read, they went all blank. And I mean, just like they don't read comics. But you make comics? No. What? What do you mean you don't make comics? That's words and pictures and balloons and stuff. No. That's manga. Okay, great.
Oh my goodness.
Call it manga, it's fine. Yeah, whatever. Okay, the eyes are bigger, it's manga. Okay, great. My prejudice tells me that people teaching in art schools are people who are not particularly good at being artists.
Yeah. Do you ever get tired of this creating stuff and you just want to have a regular, simple job and to rest?
Nope.
Never.
No. I whenever people mention like a real job, I get the fear. I don't think I could handle that. No. My piece of advice for people who want to start out is start small. I mean, even if you have that idea that you want to make this 200-page graphic novel and create the entire world, like a Tolkien universe around it and all that, that's great. That's fine. It's a great ambition to have. But I would start out small because one thing I'm very big on is building confidence. You absolutely need to build confidence in any art form if you want to keep at it and become a pro down the line. I just wish that I had the balls to make the jump earlier and start working off my craft.
A cały wywiad możecie zobaczyć na stronie enklawa.net tylko dla sponsorów Enklawy. Więc wpadajcie, sponsorujcie i posłuchajcie.